Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we consider our topic, once again, what does God want from me? One person said, I am not good enough to go to heaven. This is true, but neither is anyone else. Titus 3, verses 5 through 7 reminds us of this. God also knows this, so he gave us a plan of salvation. Romans 1 and verse 16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. We are not slaves made to fear God. We are children made to love God. We have been adopted into God's family, Romans 8, 15 through 16. Adoption also shows we are accepted by God, Romans 8, 1 through 14. All deserve condemnations we see from Romans 3, 9 through 23. But Christians are free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8 and verse 2, and the law of Moses, Romans 8, verse 3. We therefore have life and peace, Romans 8 and verse 6. As we consider this, we know that even though we cannot earn salvation, we know that we strive to serve God to the best of our ability, and when we fall short, we repent of our sins, and that we will be made right in the sight of God. Let us keep this in mind as we strive to serve God to the best of our ability.